The Healing Heel. I'm sitting at breakfast many decades ago, watching my family. My sister Barbara is talking about her upcoming speech before a Northington Elementary School gathering, worried about what she'll wear and how she'll do. Brother Ronnie is helping Mother pack his lunch as he carefully picks over his food. I'm grabbing for the next to last slice of bread from the wrapper on the table, but one of the slices is the heel, so it doesn't count. Everybody knows that the heel is the most undesirable part of light bread, and everybody avoids it. I hesitate, unwilling to take the final non-heeled slice, because Mother has taught us never to take the last of anything. I decide I can do without bread this morning. But Mother always notices everything, especially those things you wish she wouldn't notice. She quickly pulls both slices out of the wrapper, places the whole one on my plate, as if unconsciously, and starts buttering the heel for herself, or oleomargarine-ing it, to be more precise. I sigh in relief, and treat myself to a nice jellied sandwich to go with my brown-sugared oatmeal and salt-and-peppered eggs, while Mother makes do with the piece of bread nobody else will touch. It is at this moment that I recognize the curse with which I will be saddled the rest of my life. I can't help seeing things. The small invisible camera over my shoulder records everything. Everything I wish to see, everything I wish I'd never seen, everything I imagine I'm seeing, everything I wish you could see, everything I've ever seen and will in time see. Other writers and would-be writers have confirmed this curse with me. They have it too. The jellied bread doesn't taste quite as good as it should because I recognize my selfishness and I recognize Mother's sacrifice, one of 100 small sacrifices she'll make on behalf of her family this week and most of the weeks of her remaining life. My shoulder camera records more than I will ever be able to write about, how Mother gives up part of her social life to raise her family, how she denies herself a new dress and instead makes a dress for Barbara, how she saves the flour sacks to make shirts for us boys, how she gives up some of her own aspirations so that we can live ours. Down all the days, wherever I travel, I and my camera keep noticing the beauty of other mothers, other people, whenever they take one step back to allow me my moment of stepping high, how they are there to help me without even asking for or receiving credit, how they come and go from my life with such grace and ease, how they never ask our thanks. Mother constructed me, nurtured me, stood by while I fluttered from the nest, then kept up with me in my accomplishments and tribulations for many years, waiting patiently until I was mature enough to appreciate her aloud or in my writings. Now she stands behind my camera, occasionally reminding me of her wisdoms, now and then chiding me when I forget who I am and who I came from, and she still grabs the heel first, just to gift me with one more small, unselfish favor, hoping I'll pass the wisdoms and favors on to others.